Welcome to the Magnetic Brand Podcast. I'm your host, Arena, a multi-six-figure entrepreneur and brand mentor. I'll be bringing you conversations that help you turn your passion into a profitable magnetic business that effortlessly attracts your dream clients and help you create ultimate freedom in your life. Let's dive into today's conversation. Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Magnetic Brand Podcast. Today we'll be talking about a topic that I'm super excited about, super passionate about. I talk about this all the time, and we'll be discussing the one thing that high-end clients are attracted to, the one thing that will make them flock to your business, book out your services, and get them excited to work with you. But before I get into that, just a little bit of an update. I've been back in Australia for about a week now, so my 2 months in Bali are up. I actually got very, very sick the last couple of weeks in Bali, and a couple of little things happened, and I was just like, okay, Bali is just dumbing me. Bali is trying to kick me out. And yeah, I'm not trying to throw myself a pity party, but yeah, I don't think I've ever been that sick in my life, and it's been weeks and I still not fully recovered. So I've taken a bit of time, not fully off my business, but I've just been taking things a little bit slower than usual. So I've been showing up when I felt like my body was ready for it, my mind was ready for it, just because the after effects of this sickness, I had extreme fatigue, my brain was super fuzzy, even my vision was a bit fuzzy. So yeah, that's been fun, and it all happened after a big high in my business as well. So I was running my Effortless Sales Masterclass. I was running a live masterclass. I had a bunch of amazing women show up, and it was such a game-changing masterclass. If you want the replay, I'll put the link in the show notes for that. It's still available for a limited time only. But yeah, it's been such a transformational masterclass. I loved all the girls that showed up. We transformed businesses and we transformed sales processes like crazy. Like, coming out of that masterclass, I felt on such a high. I connected with some new people in my audience, and I just felt like things are really going super well. And I just felt on top of the world, just having spent like 6 weeks in Bali at that point. And I was just like, things are great. And my plan was to, after that, just kind of chill out a little bit before coming back to Australia, which, I mean, it kind of did happen. I was chilling out, but not really because I wanted to, just because I couldn't do anything else. Anyway, so yeah, it was a bit of a downhill after that, but we're back in business now. Doing a cleanse, doing a detox, and slowly coming back to myself. So that's a bit of an update, not super positive, but it is what it is. And it's just been great to see how my business kept ticking along. I kept making sales, I kept signing new clients, getting new people in my courses. And it just goes to show that when you set up your business in a sustainable way that works for you, set up your processes and systems, and create effortless perfect purchase journeys for your customers, when you activate your audience, create a hot audience that wants to be with you and wants to be there and wants to be in your space and in your proximity, then it's okay if you're sick for a bit, and it's okay if you can't show up like you did before or like you wanted to every single day, because things are not just going to suddenly come to a stop. You're not just going to stop making sales. Your world is not going to crumble. Your business is not going to fail. So it was a good lesson for me, and just a good reassurance as well, to see that what I'm doing is really working, that what I'm teaching to my clients, I'm actually walking the talk as well. And yeah, it's just been a lot of learning, a lot of patience, and yeah, we're slowly getting back into the swing. But that's enough of an update. I think I'll get into the topic of today, which is talking about the one thing that your high-end clients are attracted to in your business, in your brand. So I just want to start out by saying that when I started my business, when I started my design agency, my studio, I started with this core belief that I wanted to and I was meant to work with only high-end premium clients. And that's because I knew the value that I was providing. I was providing high-end services. The brands and the websites that I was building were outstanding. And I knew that because I had the experience, I had the knowledge. I've been doing this for like 10 years in a corporate career and with startups as well. And I knew exactly who I wanted to work with. I also knew who I didn't want to work with. I didn't want to go back to the bro marketing, hustle culture type of men, and I wanted to work with soft but powerful female entrepreneurs. And I wanted to work with the action takers, the ones that are ready to commit, ready to jump in, and they're ready to take their business to the next level. And I wanted to work with the best because they knew that they deserved the best as well. So they were willing to invest in the best services, the best packages, the best websites, the best brands, the high-end premium offers that I was putting out. So I went in with this belief and I knew that's what I wanted. I knew that they were my people and I knew exactly what I was looking for. So who are really high-end clients and why would you want to work with them in your business? So high-end clients are the clients that are ready to invest. They see these things, your offers, your services, as an investment in themselves or in their business. So you don't have to convince them. They know that they want it because they know that they need that to elevate themselves to the next level and they're not willing to settle. They're the ones with the growth mindset, not the fixed mindset. They're the ones that want to grow and improve, and they're the ones that are ready to take action. They see themselves as their own best investment, and they want the best, the only, the very best, because they're willing to do anything to become the best in their field, in their life as well. And when you have proximity to these people, let me tell you, they're magnetic. And this is how you create magnetism in your brand and in your business as well. If you give out that same vibe, then you attract the same type of person. So what is this persona? What is this high-end client, this premium client attracted to? The only thing at the end of the day that it comes down to is that they're attracted to their aspirational identity. They're attracted to this person that they see themselves in the future being, or they know themselves deep down in their core to be. They're attracted to the identity that they identify with or that they aspire to be because they know that they're the best. So they're attracted to the same frequency, the same magnetism. That's what they want in their life and that's what they associate themselves with. This feels familiar to them. They feel understood by it. It feels like, yes, this is it. This is me. This is who I am and this is who I want to be. So what does that mean? It means that you need to know deep down who your dream clients, your ideal clients, who do they aspire to be? What is their ultimate goal and desire in life and in their business? And who do they see themselves as at their best? Because everyone has off days, but who is this persona that is their highest self? How do they behave? What do they feel? What do they do when they're at their best? And who are they going to become once they've achieved what they've been dreaming of? Once they achieve this dream goal, this ultimate deep desire, who are they going to be? Because they're attracted to what they resonate with. And if they recognize themselves in your content, in what you put out, they'll be magnetized to that. They'll want to be in your proximity, in your space. And they want to learn more and more and more. If you nail down this aspirational identity, then they'll know that you're talking exactly to them. Because you don't want to talk to everyone. You don't want to talk to low-ticket clients. You don't want to talk to disempowered clients. You want to talk to this persona. And when you nail it down, when you niche it down, when your messaging is on point, then they will know that you're talking to them. They will feel seen and understood. And this is why it is so important to know your dream clients inside and out. And I'm not talking about demographic information. Forget about their age, their profession, where they live, if they have kids or husbands or wives, or they go shopping at Woolworths or Kohl's, or if they love Target. That's not really going to be relevant here because they might live in Sydney, but that's not really their aspirational identity. It doesn't really have anything to do with their deep core desires and dreams. Knowing that they're 28 years old is not really going to help you sell to them. Instead, focus on their values, their deepest desires, what their core beliefs are, and how you can show up as exactly that identity and that deep desire. And this is what you need to focus on in building your messaging and your entire brand identity around. This is what you need to nail down to create content that speaks directly to them, that resonates with them, and that gets them in your space and then gets them activated and sells to them. This is the only place that you can create a true transformation for them by understanding the place that they are at and the identity that they're trying to achieve. This is where you can bridge the gap. This is where you can be the only one go-to solution for your niche, for your dream customers, for your ideal clients. And this is how you'll be attracting the most aligned customers into your business. And this is how you build brand authority. And this is how you build a magnetic brand. As you can tell, I'm super excited. I'm super passionate about this topic. This is one of the modules that I go super deep into in my Magnetic Brand Academy as well. I teach you all of the techniques, all of the tools to figure out your own unique magnetic messaging, to niche down, figure out who your ideal dream clients are, and then how to build a brand around that that will magnetize and effortlessly sell for you. So if you're interested in that, I'll be running a live round very soon. And if you want to jump in and not miss that, which will include hot seat coaching and Q&As and going through the whole course side by side and getting live feedback, private one-on-one from me, then click the link in the show notes below and sign up for the course. You will be in good company as well, alongside other powerful women that are building their own iconic brands. And I can't wait to see you there.